Welcome to another edition of Ecosystem TV. I'm Sash Mukherjee, VP at Ecosystem. And today I have a very special guest with us here. It feels just like yesterday when we were working with Kyndryl on their ASEAN launch. And today we have Wilson Goh, Managing Director of Kyndryl Philippines, joining the show. Wilson, welcome.
All right. Thank you, Sash, for having me. Really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
I'll start with a personal question first, Wilson, before focusing on Kyndryl and the Philippines. Before joining Kyndryl, you have been managing IT for large organizations, including a conglomerate like SM Investments and the Philippine Airlines. What made you want to switch to the other side, you know, the vendor side, and also why Kyndryl?
I've had quite a long career in IT, and a significant portion of that I've actually spent as a vendor before joining the likes of SMIC and Philippine Airlines. So I guess have been been on the vendor side by heart, and the part that I really miss the most is really the interaction with the customer, and I enjoy the interaction with the customer. It keeps me up to speed as to what's happening. And I think the part about helping address customer issues, I think, is also something that one misses. Now, why Kyndryl? I think Kyndryl, because of the fact that it's new, it's starting to make a name for itself. It's starting a brand. Building its own culture, and I think that I'd like to be part of that and be part of making Kyndryl what it can become.
It is good that you should mention people and culture, because my next question is very closely related to that. It has been about 10 months or so since the Kyndryl ASEAN launch. How has the Kyndryl team in the Philippines evolved since then in terms of capabilities as well as culture?
Well, I think the culture is, of course, perhaps the most challenging part, right? Because we all come from DNA that we have. And sometimes it takes a while for us to perhaps shed or evolve from that DNA. Having said that, I think that we're all moving in the right direction. We were all starting to embrace the new culture, moving faster, you know, being more devoted, more passionate, and all of those are really good ingredients in putting together a new Kyndryl culture. And in case of Kyndryl Philippines, I think we're even slightly unique from our Kyndryls from other countries, because I do have 1,000 strong of employees in the Philippines. We serve both domestic and customers abroad. So I'm kind of operating like a local and also a global entity that has my own BPO, right? So and it's to me it's a very nice blessing and advantage, because then I have a bigger pool of resources and skill base that I can tap and use to serve my customers.
Interestingly, in both the questions that I asked you when you were answering them, you mentioned customers. By now, you are familiar with the findings of the Ecosystem Kyndryl ASEAN Digital Transformation Study. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to share the data with your country team. What we saw in that study threw up some recurring themes for the Philippines market. Innovation and customer experience appear to be, you know, almost twin focus areas for organizations. How are you seeing that manifest in your client requests and engagements?
You're right. You're absolutely right. It's almost like serendipitous that as you were sharing with us the output of the study, and I can actually share a current engagement that we have in as regards digital transformation. And I cannot give you the customer name, but I can tell you that it's a group of hospitals. And being in that business, one can immediately figure out that lots of customer information, lots of customer data that we process. And of course, all of us who go to hospitals, we also know that obviously there's an administrative portion of that hospital, the one that cranks out the bills, and there's a pharmacy, right? And then there are other services. So it's actually a very complicated operation, and all of that you see, and multiply that by the number of hospitals that you operate. Right. And so this customer that we are currently engaged with knows that they have an abundance of data that they can take advantage of. And this falls right into what the study shows, right? One is innovation, the other one is customer experience. And how better to improve customer's experience by taking advantage of all the data that that customer has, that a group of hospitals, whether you go to hospital A, hospital B, or Z, and you could have gone to different hospitals, but imagine you would have been treated as a different person every time you enter a hospital. But if the hospital now can marry all that information, all that data that they can get, then every time you walk into any of their hospitals, then they know you, they have your medical records, what procedures have been done. So all of that falls into providing you better customer service and better healthcare in terms of giving you information. And it's funny when I was talking to this customer, it reminds me of the a TV show before called House. I don't know if you've watched that. And Dr. House always says, well, our patients are all liars, right? They don't give you all the information. And perhaps the fact that the hospital is trying to have a better handle of data, better use of data, using AI to better understand medical care and all that, I think perhaps it's part and parcel of that particular principle that usually patients don't give us all the information that we need to provide better health care.
Really great to hear a healthcare example as a long-time healthcare analyst. I always say that healthcare organizations are particularly challenged by data use because the data precedes processes and technology in these organizations. But ultimately, what helps organizations innovate and deliver that, excellence in customer experience, of course, depends on data capability, but the underlying cloud strategy, which makes the data available wherever it is needed most. And we see that in the Philippines, many organizations have a cloud-first strategy. In fact, according to the study, it's higher than any other country here in the ASEAN. But hybrid cloud adoption is also showing a very sharp uptick. Do you see that in the market?
Yeah, in fact, we do, right? As we look at our customer sets, new customers that we encounter, of course, cloud is always part of that discussion and part of that topic. What one starts to see and what perhaps customers also start to realize is that the cloud-first strategy, right, is evolving, right? It's sort of like the swing of the pendulum. When cloud became sort of like the fad, right? Everybody's going cloud. Right? And then at this point in time, I think it's now starting to, sort of see its proper level within the ecosystem of the different tools that one has in terms of compute. So we're seeing that from having applications run on cloud independently or For example, one would run your ERP on one cloud and then run another application on another cloud. We're starting to see that customers are realizing that perhaps that's not the most efficient use of computing capacity or computing capability. So then they're starting to look at how do you do hybrid, right? And then again, the pendulum is starting to go back into the middle, and then on-prem which has not disappeared, but then is starting to, we're starting to see that on-prem has starting to have a bit of a resurgence, because then customers are starting to realize that yes, you can have a cloud first strategy, but not everything is cloud, right? And so that's what we start to see in the marketplace, and it's goodness for us in Kyndryl, because that's what we do. We help customers migrate to cloud. We help them manage their cloud, hybrid cloud, on-prem. And so we're there to help them make sense out of their strategy and how they optimize their use of the cloud and how to balance that against their on-prem capability.
You're absolutely right. I've heard CIOs mention that they have a cloud-first strategy, but not a cloud-only strategy, which resonates with what you just said about the resurgence of on-prem. For the future, we find that newer forces are shaping data strategies in organizations. For example, if we go back to the study, we find that about 80% of enterprises in the Philippines are considering implementing sustainability measures. And 40% of them say that customers and investors are driving that focus. Ultimately, sustainability initiatives are data projects. How is Kyndryl evolving their services and their partner ecosystems to handle these new forces of innovation that we are going to see? It's not just about sustainability, all the new forces of innovation that we'll see in the next couple of years.
When you mention data, I think that's always something that we like hearing in Kyndryl, because that's an area that we play in, and that's an area where we help our customers. And as you rightfully pointed out in the study, right, 40% of the respondents see first and foremost sustainability as something that they need to do, because they need to respond to the ask of customers, right? And of course, there are different ways of doing it, and it may be in the form of doing environment-related activities, and which, of course, Kyndryl also participate in. And we try to do this with our customers together, right? If our customers have their own tree planting activities, for example, and you know, us being good partners to our customers, we partake of that as well. And in terms of from a technology point of view, we help customers implement systems that are more efficient in terms of the use of power. We can help customers build data centers that are green data centers, and so there are a lot of ways we can actually work with our customers to help in terms of the sustainability aspect of responding to that particular need.
You know, from all your answers, it becomes very, very obvious that you have the right focus on your customers in the Philippines. So wish you all the best in providing the right experience and services to your customers, Wilson. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and today was no exception. Thank you so much for sharing all your insights and experiences today.
Well, thank you very much, Sasha. I mean, enjoy talking to you as well. And of course, we've always been partnership with ecosystems. So, and that partnership has been really, really fruitful. Thank you for that.